Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the threshold question. And if there's no problem, then why are Democrats opposed to it? We got to prove who we are in so many other ways. To get on a plane, I got to give up an ID. To get prescription, I got to give up an ID. To pick up tickets that I've ordered, I got to give up an ID to go to a concert. So many different things that are required that we identify who we are. Why is there reluctance when it comes to voting?
Well, you just said it. So, I mean, I'm going to answer your question that you keep asking. Why are Democrats opposed to it? You just said it. I mean, yeah, if you have a real ID, you know, it requires several things. You know, to get a driver's license requires several things. But does everybody have a driver's license?
No.
No, they don't. And who doesn't have driver's license? Generally,
they can get
poor people, which is
but you don't need a drive. You don't need a driver's license. What you need is a birth certificate. If you're born in this country, you're a citizen.
So do you think everybody?
In fact, to get a driver's license, to get my first driver's license, you have to bring a birth certificate to show how old you are, that you are old enough to drive. And that document, in and of itself, proves citizenship. Mine says I was born in Los Angeles, California, on January 11th, 1958. And by virtue of that birth, of an immigrant mother, first-generation immigrant mother, I am a citizen of the United States.
That's great. Congratulations. Meanwhile, do you think every inner-city poor person has all of these things, these documents, a driver's license, or if they don't have
Well, you want to know
license,
something?
Think they
These poor people, if anybody is on a federal program, they have had to generate that document. You don't get those benefits without proving that you are actually a citizen of the United States. You know, it's interesting. Democrats like yourself say this all the time. Oh, this is targeted. Really? Well, every social program that they've generated, both Republicans and Democrats alike, guess what they require? Proof of who you are. And typically that's done through what? A birth certificate. Because you're not entitled to some of these benefits if you're not a citizen. And it's amazing how we always jump to, you know, this low expectation that we have of members of the lower socioeconomic group that they can't find their way to a birth certificate. But yet they do repeatedly over and over and over again. It's amazing how this works.
Oh, so we're on to the entitlement thing now, are we?
No. The point is, Rich, is that you don't understand that folks are asked for this in so many different walks of life, but for whatever reason, Democrats are quick to say, there's no problem here. Why would we want to do this? There's no problem here. Then why are you opposed to it? If it's no problem, why don't we just do that? That way everybody has some level of confidence that everyone on that roll is a citizen of the United States.
I already have that confidence because think about it. An illegal in this country, I mean, the whole idea that they would go and risk being deported in order because they hate Donald Trump so much, they want to go risk everything to go vote, you know, go somewhere where they're being asked for their name, who they are, where there are police everywhere. Sure, they're lining up to do that, Newell, because we know this because we found so many.
Do you not understand that this can happen just by accident? That they don't have a clear understanding that they're not allowed to do so? That when they walk in and they enroll and there's a question, are you a citizen of the United States? A lot of folks don't really understand the status that they are in this country, right? As to whether or not they have a green card or not. They're not a citizen. But they believe that they have the rights and privileges of a citizen as a result of having that green card. And they mistakenly articulate that they are. I'm not saying that this is always nefarious. We've caught them. Just look at some of the most recent stories. They had 1,900 over here and 900 over there. I mean, it's not a significant amount, but it happens. You know, it's also... You know, the same flip side of why, I don't need to get into that, but so you don't believe that it's necessary in the end?
No, I wouldn't say okay. It's worthless, but I mean, it's right down the same line of trying to exclude people from voting. If we had this problem, I would say, yes, we need to fix this, but we
don't
have
this. Why is this about exclusion? Why is it about exclusion?
Excluding him? What are you talking about?
Why all of a sudden are we saying this is an exclusionary effort?
You don't think the voter registration
it's a minimum requirement? So everything that has a requirement is exclusionary and has some devious outcome that they're looking for when it's required. So why even require it then? Why even say you have to be a citizen to vote? I mean, that's the law. You have to be a citizen to vote. So the law itself is exclusionary. But the proof, you know, we seem to forget that when we want to make the proof and bring that to the table, that that's the whole thing. That's the only part of it that's exclusionary, is bringing the proof, not the fact that the law says you have to be that.
Well, no, I'm just going to tell you, man. Your local politics, I'm usually closely aligned with you, but on your national stuff, you know, you're full blown conservative, and you know this is Donald Trump code that you're espousing here.
Being full blown conservative. Thank you for that compliment, Rich. I appreciate that. We got to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I conceded from the very beginning that non-citizens casting ballots are not appearing in large numbers. But the fact of the matter is, if you want to beat back a lot of what folks are propagating out there relative to this practice of non-citizens voting, you adopt rules to ensure that the voting roll is sacrosanct. That's how you develop a sense of honesty in the system, and that the system is not subject to abuse, is that when people go and register and they realize that they have to prove this and prove that, in many states, they require a driver's license. In many states, you don't have to register to vote until you show up to vote. I think that that's a dangerous practice, because I'm not certain that they have the wherewithal to check whether or not these folks are eligible to vote. And in many cases, there is a process that they have after the election where then they start disregarding votes. And then that allows those that are out there, you know, that want to perpetuate these myths about the process not being sacrosanct, you give them fodder to do so. I was not on the voting machine scandal bandwagon. Never was I. Because I understood, because of my role as sheriff and what and my role coming up as sheriff, working with the clerk of court's office, understanding the system here, how it worked, the safeguards that were present and everything else, that it's not in a lot of cases subject to a lot of abuse. But the way to guarantee, in my view, that there is confidence in this system is to have basic requirements that have to be met and expectations. This is a privilege to vote in this country. Some people take it to heart, others don't. And they want to develop, a lot of folks want to develop a system that has all kinds of exceptions for those that don't take it serious.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, you know, setting up a system where you can register to vote on the day of the election. That's not a good situation, quite frankly, in my view. It makes people believe that the system is suspect. And there's a better way of doing this. Wouldn't you like to put this issue to rest? I know I would. I wouldn't want to ever have to talk about it again. It would be nice if we didn't have all of these exotic voting schemes now that we're actually voting on a November election in September. Why? We have candidates that haven't even completely revealed themselves yet, that don't take positions. You think this is by coincidence? They're doing so because they don't want to hurt themselves as it relates to some of their policies. And that goes to both Democrats and Republicans. There's no one that has the corner on this. Trust me. It's not about you or me. It's about them. It's about the perpetuation of the party. It's about the perpetuation of a whole lot of different things. We can put that to rest right here and now if we make the rules in order to get to a voter roll that is sacrosanct. And it's interesting because in Colorado and Washington that had some of the most exotic voting schemes back in 2016, all said that the only way they were able to pull this off legitimately is that our voting rolls are solid. We purge who needs to be purged. We double check. We make sure that the people that vote here actually live here. They're living in their precincts that they say that they're living in. And we're constantly doing audits of the voter roll. And if you don't do that, you're asking for trouble. Now, Colorado, not a conservative state. Washington state, not a conservative state. And both of them embrace a lot of what Republicans have said all along, is that if you go through these issues, you deal with these processes, you take it seriously to ensure an outcome that's meaningful. Let's go to Jay. Jay, you're up. What say you? Pandora, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Oh, no, that's okay. This is quick. When I worked for the state with substance abuse and mental health, we just looked them up from Social Security by their card, identified them that way. Then we could take them to the driver's place and get them a Louisiana ID. I carry both of them because I don't like to leave my driver's license in stores and stuff. And it counts for anything, even to vote. So there is no excuse that people can't go get it. You know, you don't have to have a driver's license. You can get the ID with your Social Security card.
So you support having to prove citizenship to register to vote?
No, I do. I really do, because I don't know who's not, you know. That's a hard question. I'm ambivalent on that. I just know there is, like, no excuse where poor people can't get registration if they need to.
When you got your driver's license, when you got your driver's license, did you have to bring a birth certificate?
I think so, because I was 16. But you can get a Louisiana ID that's as good as a driver's license for voting and stuff. But all you need is your Social Security card, and they will check you out by that.
And right. That is true. Thank you so much, Pandora. Appreciate it. We will be right back. We'll check in with Scoot when we return. Stay with us.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.